Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning we're talking to Mark Falanga, who is the Senior Vice President of the Merchandise Mart, which is where Neocon's going to be next week. How you doing today, Mark?
I'm doing really well, Kemp. Thanks for your call. We're gearing up here for Neocon and have a big show this year.
This is the 40th anniversary, isn't it?
Exactly. It's 40 years Neocon's been going on, and it's the world's largest show for commercial furnishings. And here at the show, we have anything that would be specified for offices or healthcare facilities, hotels, restaurants, educational facilities, government institutions, and buildings of that nature. So it's really the people come from all over the world. We get typically people coming in from 40 or 50 countries to participate or attend this event to see what's new. It's really the show around which new products are introduced in this industry. And everyone's coming here to learn about those new products and see their old friends and network with colleagues and participate in a wide range of activities we have here at Neocon.
And it's mostly the designers and the facility managers, isn't that, is that mostly who comes?
That's right. It's really the attendee base consists of everyone in the distribution chain for commercial furnishings. So the designers and the facility managers are the primary audience. Those are the specifiers and the ultimate end users of this merchandise. And the designers in particular are coming here to this show to see what's new and what they could specify into commercial projects throughout the course of the year.
All right, so the show starts next Monday morning and runs through Wednesday. I think most everybody that's listening, especially those tuned into the commercial market, are already set, have their tickets. They know that they're going to Chicago again. And one of the reasons I wanted to call you and get you to do this interview is that I think right now is when a lot of the folks that are, you know, on the attendee side, and definitely the exhibitors, I mean, they're probably there now setting up their space. But on the attendee side, there's probably a lot of people that are wondering, you know, how should I most effectively spend my time? So why don't we hit a couple of highlights of some things that folks might want to see when they're at the show next week?
Sure. Well, I mean, there's an awful lot going on here, and our approach to Neocon is to really to create a multi-dimensional experience for any attendee so that there's something here for everybody. I would say first and foremost, we know that most people come to Neocon to see new products, and this year there's probably been more showroom activity by way of renovations and new showrooms coming in and a lot of new construction, more so than in a long time. We've had about 250,000 square feet of showroom space under construction, and major companies have built great new showrooms. So I think that I'd say the first thing to do is to really check out a lot of these new showrooms. There's a lot of new product this year. We had about 352 Best of Neocon new product entries, and that to us is an indicator as to how much new product there is to see here. And with 352 entries into that competition, that's just about more entries than we've ever had before. So we're likely to see a lot of new product introductions here. And there's certainly a lot of emphasis on the green movement, and you could certainly expect to see a lot of that here.
All right. So certainly I know you've got a lot of seminars on the whole green building and sustainability, but I mean, you have some pretty, I mean, the keynotes you have. You have three major keynotes, don't you?
Three major keynotes. We've got a well-known author, best-selling author, Stephen Levitt, who is the author of a book called Freakonomics. And he and his partner, a co-author, have had a very interesting way of rethinking how the economics of different activities and events affect one's behavior. And he'll be talking about that a little bit. And that, we think, is it's been a very popular seminar because it really applies to any individual in any profession. We also have Bobby Kennedy speaking.
Leave that other one, though. I mean, that's right. That's at 8 a.m. on Monday morning over at the Holiday Inn, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's 8 a.m. at Monday morning. And then we have a major keynote each morning. So on Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock at the Holiday Inn, We have Bobby Kennedy speaking, and he's a world-class environmentalist. And if anyone's ever heard him speak before, there's no one more passionate about the environment, no one who has done as much for the environment as Bobby has. He's almost single-handedly, he and his group Riverkeeper have cleaned up the Hudson River. He's gone off and sued many large corporations who have been polluting that that river, and he's taken his efforts worldwide, and he's a great advocate for the environment, and there's no more impassioned speaker than you could hear speak on this topic. He has this ability to link just about everything to everything else in his talk, and he's an amazing draw, and this seminar or this keynote is already, I think there are about 800 or 900 people already registered for this one.
Now, before you go to the next one, let me just mention that Robert, being a Kennedy, he's kind of your boss, right? I mean, they're the ones that have part ownership in the MART, and therefore probably they helped to drive the fact that the MART was, I mean, you have LEED certification there at the building, don't you?
Yeah, our company, Merchandise MART Properties, Inc., was owned by the Kennedy family until 1998.
Oh, until 98, okay.
In 1998, a large REIT purchased the MMPI, and that REIT is called Vornado, and we're now owned by Vornado, but there's Bobby's brother, Chris Kennedy, who is one of Bobby and Ethel's children,
yeah,
is the president of the Merchandise MART.
That's what
I would say that the Merchandise MART is the largest LEED EB certified building in the world.
Right.
We're a building that's 4.2 million square feet. The building was built in 1930, and it was an extraordinary task to achieve this certification. And I would say it was in large part Bobby's efforts and the pressure he had put on this business and also on his brother Chris to pursue this LEED certification that is that weighed heavily on us all to pursue all of this. And I would say it was Bobby's efforts long before LEED was even in existence that the MART was doing things like initiating massive recycling programs that was saving tens of thousands of trees every year in paper products, and we were installing energy-efficient light bulbs long before, you know, there was any efforts to, by way of LEED certification, to do that. So, you know, Bobby's been a great steward, has set a great role model, and has introduced us all to a new way of thinking about how we go about doing things, and you know, has been very proactive in that regard, and changing the thinking of a lot of people in his talking and his writings.
All right, and then the last keynote is Scott Wilson, right?
Scott Wilson, he's Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock, again, at the Holiday Inn MART Plaza. And Scott is a product designer and entrepreneur, and he's got an interesting perspective. He's done a lot of international work for a range of very highly regarded companies like Microsoft and Nike and a range of others. And that will be a very inspiring, creative presentation from somebody who's you know, really redefined a lot of products that we use on a daily basis.
Okay. And what else? Let's see. I know you have, just looking through, I mean, of all the seminars, like we mentioned before, several on sustainability, on green building. And as you say, there's, I don't know, how many exhibitors do you have, Nick?
There's about 700 contract exhibitors and about 200 or 300 residential exhibitors that are participating in the show. The show covers about 1 million square feet of space.
Mm-hmm.
We do have, as you mentioned, a lot of seminars, about 125 seminars in a variety of different subjects and topics. And the idea is that we really provide a range of seminars on a wide range of topics to strike a point of interest with any attendee. Many attendees come to NeoCon looking to keep their design licenses up to date, and in order to do so, they need to get a certain number of CEU credits every year, and these seminars are a great way for the design community to accumulate those CEU credits. These are all CEU accredited, and they could then be applied towards making those licenses current.
All right, let me ask you another thing. I've noticed the other day, you actually have a pretty nifty website tool, I think, built where people can actually go and plug in who they want to see, and it helps route them to the building, don't you?
Yes, we've put together a dimension of our website called the Neocon Navigator. It's really a way for the exhibitors to come in and pre-plan their activities before coming to Neocon, or but the day before to plan what they would like to do. So you could the tool is very flexible, and you could enter a product category or manufacturers or specific products you'd like to see, and it will direct you to those showrooms and those exhibitors that have those products.
All right, let me ask you just real quick, if somebody wants to use that tool, they just go to the
www.neocon.com.
Okay. Let me ask you, the economy in the state it's in right now, I think it's probably worse on the residential side than on the commercial side, or definitely we know that, because the commercial side, the people that we talk to, their business continues to do well. Any indication of how the attendance is going to be the next week? I mean, we're going to be standing in long lines at the elevators, or give us a little flavor for that.
Yeah, I think this year our hotel room block occupancy is on par where it was last year at this point. And so, we're expecting a pretty big crowd here. I think that, this industry has shown great resiliency in its ups and downs. And the bottom line is that, you're absolutely right. The commercial business hasn't been affected like the residential sector has. But, there's still a lot of, much business to be done in this marketplace. Every working interior designer, commercial interior designer, really needs to see what new products are in the marketplace so that they are effective in working with their clients and specifying the best products for those projects that they're working on. So, it's really a must-attend show for anyone wanting to stay current in their field. And if somebody foregoes attending, they're really at a great disadvantage, and they're putting their clients at a great disadvantage because they're really not up to date in their thinking and their understanding of what new options and alternatives exist by way of new products.
Plus, it's in my kind of town, right? Chicago. It's the kind of city that you go to, and there's always cabs. It's easy to get around in, and the restaurants are fantastic, so it's definitely a show not to miss. Let me ask you a question. You may not even know the stats on this, but what is the magnitude of flooring? Remember, that's primarily our audience, and you start looking at the I got to think behind office furniture, it's probably the second biggest category as far as...
Yes, you're absolutely right, and to give you a little background, we have about 65 or 70 exhibiting companies that are in the floor covering area, and Neocon really first started out as an office furniture show, and it ultimately evolved into a show that is representative of every product category that's specified for commercial interior. And when we first started broadening the exhibitor base or the product category base for Neocon, we first went to the floor covering community and started reaching out to a lot of the carpet companies and resilient flooring and wood flooring companies. And those companies were very, very receptive to coming in and all see value in being here. Most of those 65 companies now have been here year in, year out for many years and are seeing great value in the show. I'd also say that the floor covering companies and that industry has been really a leader in that that product used to be considered by many of the designers who'd come to Neocon as a commodity product, and that has shifted dramatically. There's been a sea change in the perception of the floor covering companies by way of the designers, because the floor covering companies have really taken a great lead in the design of their products and the proprietary nature of what they're offering and the exhibiting of those products in fantastic showrooms and in the area of sustainability. So in many cases, the floor covering company, we could attribute the leadership in design and sustainability and to LEED certification to the floor covering companies who have really set the tone and created a standard for companies in any product category.
This is a major show for this industry. Anybody that's on the commercial side is there. So I appreciate you spending time with us here in less than a week before the show starts. We've been talking to Mark Falanga. He's the Senior Vice President of the Merchandise Mart, and this is FloridaDaily.net.